If worrying had the ability to make me lose weight and become rich at the same time, I'd likely be a dead billionaire by now. I worry. A lot. I always have since I was little. Of course, back then it was little things like getting a good grade for my homework and whether or not I'd get the new Littlest Pet Shop playset for my birthday like I'd asked. You know, the kind of life or death situations that matter deeply to an obnoxious 6-year-old. When I reached double figures and entered secondary school, it became based on the opinions of others, whether I'd make friends or people would like me or not. Unfortunately, they didn't. I was bullied a lot, like pretty much everyone else has been, and soon became the black sheep in my year group. Now, this isn't a sob story, so please don't go feeling any sympathy for me. It was a bad chapter of my life that taught me a lot of valuable lessons and basically made me a lot stronger. Imagine it as an origin story, except without the development of any cool superpowers that could be used to save the world. Instead, it just helped me to be content in my own company. I would write, read, sneakily listen to music, and just spend my time creating and being invisible. Which made it weird when people would approach me and try to be friendly, because it would pull me away from my own little world. I always went along with it though, jumping from friendship groups like an indecisive kangaroo and relishing in the scraps of attention my internal child so desperately craved. The worries grew as puberty hit, a wonderful time for any teenage girl, especially as they became attached to my self-worth and appearance. Suddenly the boys got cuter, I got needier, and started to hate my body. I'd like to say I've since grown from that stage, but I'd be lying. I'd still poke at myself in the mirror, wishing to be skinnier and fit better with the beauty norms, but I have my lack of thyroid to thank for that. And the main worry that stuck? Was I good enough? The answer was and always would be yes, but failed relationships, traumatic experiences, and university would drum into me this fear of inadequacy that still very much haunts me to this day. We are a society that praises weight loss, shames the unique individuals into changing to fit in, and it's frankly pretty nasty. That's honestly part of why I don't approach other people. Because I'm weird, I'm quirky, I'm different. I say the dumbest things sometimes, and I mentally give myself a beating each and every night for situations that happened years ago. I fail at simple conversations, and I much prefer a night scrolling through TikTok to clubbing and drinking amongst sweaty bodies. With all that said though, even without the worrying, I'd probably still be just as, if not even more, socially awkward. Sorry if that's disappointing, but there's no real moral or insight I can offer than try not to worry so much. I realise that's as helpful as the paper towels school nurses used to offer to help soothe gaping wounds, but it's all I got. Now, excuse me while I go waste my time on TikTok.